From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the latest from the Enron trial in Houston.
But first we go to Washington, where President Bush today revealed new details of a planned terrorist attack in Los Angeles against the Library Tower, now called the U.S. Bank Tower.
We now know that in October 2001, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of the September the 11th attacks, had already set in motion a plan to have terrorist operatives hijack an airplane using shoe bombs to breach the cockpit door and fly the plane into the tallest building on the West Coast.
Mr. Bush's remarks came as part of a wider speech about his administration's policies on terrorism. Joining us from Washington is NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, did you hear something new this morning?
Well, we did. There were specifics about a foiled plot that the president talked about for the first time. In the past, it's always been kind of general discussion of plots that have been foiled in the war on terror. We've heard that kind of stuff from the president a number of times. Last fall, he mentioned 10 plots that have been foiled. But again, they would not go into details, always citing national security. In terms of how any given plot was foiled or what it was. And we did hear that this was a plot set in motion in 2001, right after 9/11, that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was involved. The president reminded us that he was subsequently arrested in 2003. And he also told us, again, this is new stuff, that this plot, now named, was broken up by an unnamed Southeast Asian nation, and that they picked up a key al-Qaeda operative who in debriefing, was how the president put it, revealed details of the plot, which allowed key players to be picked up and arrested.
Now, Don, this is a speech the president's making at the National Guard Memorial in Washington. What else did he say?
Well, it was clearly a speech that was about the broader war on terrorism, but the focal point, again, was this particular plot. And it seemed to be used as a way to demonstrate to the American public that 9/11 was not an isolated event, that there could very easily have been a West Coast attack nearly as large just months later, maybe 6 months later or whatever, in 2002. So it's an effort to put that very specific place, a building in downtown Los Angeles, and a plot with shoe bombs, those kinds of specific details, into the American consciousness as a way even to impart some more urgency about the need to be vigilant today.
Is the White House press office talking about why this speech now?
They are not giving a very detailed answer on that, but there do seem to be a couple of things at play. First, it's a chance for the president to trumpet his administration's effectiveness in fighting terrorism. Now, he's doing that at the start of an election year, where we know this will be an issue. Also, it seems to be pushback at a time when the administration is pushing that controversial NSA domestic spying program that is the subject of hearings on the Hill. This was not, at least the president told us, a product of NSA spying. At least he didn't mention it. But it does demonstrate, from the White House's point of view, why they need to do all they can to stop plots.
And I guess the White House is saying that they may be more cooperative with these demands from Congress for some kind of oversight or participation. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Thank you, Don.
All right, a pleasure.